This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Massachusetts Board of Education today voted to seize control of the troubled Lawrence Public School District. For the first time under a new law passed last year, the state will appoint a receiver that will have broad control of the school's operations.
At the hearing in Malden this morning, Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester said the takeover is the only way to improve the city's underperforming schools.
We have students who are not being well served, and we have a district where we have more than a decade, almost two decades of experience with trying to work within the existing governance structure with little to show for it.
The Lawrence School District has one of the state's highest dropout rates, and its standardized testing scores are in the bottom 1% of the state.
Joining us now to talk about the state takeover of the Lawrence School is WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Anthony.
So, of course, there are other low-performing schools across Massachusetts. Why did the State Board of Education vote to take over Lawrence?
Well, you're right. There are other school districts that have more underperforming schools, including Springfield and Boston. But Lawrence also has the problem of serious mismanagement. The former superintendent is on trial right now on charges of fraud and embezzlement. Mm-hmm. And the district's been stuck with an interim superintendent for 2 years because the mayor has failed to appoint a new one. So Lawrence has these dual problems going on. And Commissioner Chester argued that the only thing that can make a difference is bold change. That's the only way to fix the problems in Lawrence.
And so what does the state takeover actually mean? What does it actually do for the schools?
It means that the education commissioner will appoint a receiver. That's a person or a nonprofit who will act as the school committee and the superintendent combined. Basically, a huge amount of power that one person or entity will have, and they'll draft a plan of how to turn these schools around. And, you know, it was interesting today because they talked about whether they should give it a time limit and say, and we're out in 5 years no matter what. And Chester argued, no, let's stay in there for as long as we need to be there so we can improve student achievement. So there is no end date to this. And he also didn't set so all MCAS scores reach X and then we are done. It's wide open.
So no end date, no goal. And it's a big challenge. You've reported about these problems, high dropout rates, low test scores, as well as a huge amount of need. 9 out of 10 students live in poverty. There's a high rate of English language learners. Isn't this risky for the state to step in and say it can do better?
It is risky. Nationally, if you look at receiverships, they've shown that they can do better when it comes to taking over a district with financial problems, but not when it comes to student achievement. So they have a bad record generally on that front. And there's never been a state takeover in Massachusetts for school achievement. You know, there were two districts that were under state receivership, Chelsea and Springfield, but that was for fiscal reasons, not achievement problems. So you have to be thinking Boston and Springfield, New Bedford, Fall River, all these other districts with low-performing schools are going to be watching this closely, and this is really sending the message that you could be next.
Interesting. Now, Monica, I was interested to learn, if I think I'm right about this, that this move has pretty broad local support in Lawrence, right?
It does there's definitely broad, almost total support that I've heard for doing something. This has been a problem for more than a decade, that students have made so little growth in Lawrence schools. But it wasn't until the mayor, William Lantigua, came forward to the state and said, help us, take over the school system. He also has the interesting role of sitting as the chair of the school committee, which is not typical in many districts. And he's also been under a haze of suspicion for alleged corruption. There's reportedly some investigations underway about his behavior in office. But as chair of the school board, he has shown little leadership, says the teachers union. The teachers union is very angry with the mayor, doesn't really love the idea of a state takeover because they think it's the mayor's fault, but they're happy to see it come.
Yeah. And what do students and parents think of it?
Well, the board really hasn't heard from a lot of them directly because they held no meetings in Lawrence about this. And that was really a point of contention last night and today, and that they were criticized for not going to Lawrence at all. They held one public meeting in Malden, which, as you know, isn't that close to Lawrence. So a lot of parents weren't able to go. I understand they're confused and upset. They don't know what this means. And the students are as well. I went to Lawrence today after the state vote, and I talked to a few students at the Weatherby School. Here's 14-year-old Ian Boutain.
Making that decision of making us a level 5 isn't like, I don't think it's right, because when I go somewhere, people already judge me before they know me just because I'm from Lawrence, and that just makes it even worse. Well, they think that I don't do anything and that I can't learn and that I'm stupid.
That they're stupid. A lot of students said that to me today. It is. And he and other students are worried that this could mean longer school days, summer school, their good teachers could leave. And really nobody's sure what this means because this is the first time the state has taken over a school district under this new law passed last year. So this is all new ground.
Interesting story. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff, thanks for following it for us. And we'll look forward to your reports in the weeks ahead. Thanks, Monica.
You're welcome.
Stay with us because up next, we'll take a look at non-compete agreements. California has outlawed them, but they carry a lot of weight here in Massachusetts. And some people say that's at the cost of our overall economy. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.